Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a interesting story this morning for the podcast coming all the way out in Los Angeles, California. Now, a nonprofit advocacy group had planned three events in South LA, their office that help homeless people obtain emergency shelter. Nothing more, nothing less than that. But then an unofficial social media post, you know, put out some misinformation that promised that those who showed up would get rare vouchers for permanent subsidized housing. And fathers and mothers who care were swamped. It said homeless people lined up on the corner in West Athens before daybreak on Friday and Tuesday, only have their hopes dashed. Now, at a Friday event, it said heated arguments broke out among the hundreds of people who turned out for assistance. More evidence of the brutal L.A. housing market and the desperation felt by tens of thousands of people in L.A. who are unable to secure permanent places to lay their heads. Now, 40% of the homeless population is black people. This is why reparations is definitely, definitely needed. And when homes in L.A. are going for about $800,000, we're talking about some low, you know, grade housing. We're not talking about no mansion or nothing like that. That's very, very hard for anybody. Now, I was told, and I greatly believe this, if you're not making $200,000 plus a year, then L.A. is just not really the place for you. Now, we know the majority of our people not making $200,000 in L.A., so it's very, very hard. Now, they said the crowd overwhelmed the L.A. Homeless Services Authority workers, they say, who were unable to meet more than half of a small fraction of the need and left while the throngs of people still waiting for help. Now, the housing authority was there at the behest of Representative Maxine Waters, who delivered an emotionally charged remarks to the crowd Friday. And at one point, using an expletive to defend her efforts to relieve the city's housing and homelessness crisis. Now, let's go ahead and show you your representative out of L.A.
Another location where they're taking after. Is there any more locations than this one?
No, it might have been. There's so many people out here.
I want everybody to go home. And I want.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here. Miss Miss Waters, come home. We gonna go too.
Just a moment. Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
But all these names.
What we gonna? Well, that's what. That's why I'm here, and so I will be downtown with Lasso. I will get the housing authority. That's why they came out here today. I made them come out here, and I'm gonna go.
And you need to know why they're failing, because Blanca Jimenez repeated. We gave her several meeting requests for you concerning this in Lasso for years.
And now that you're here, there's nobody in Washington who works for their people in. Harder than I do.
I don't want to hear this. I believe you. So can we finish though?
Work with me
so we can house people. That's what I'm doing.
I do every day.
I do every day. I'm still on a damn street.
That you got in Washington, D.C. Okay.
Boy, that's very, very interesting, Representative Maxine Waters. You tell homeless people to go home. Like they said, where are we going to go? Like, you were that tone deaf about people. And then she come out there. She looked like money. I mean, everything about her is money. You know what I'm saying? She's been in that position for God knows how long. And what has, you know, the life of black people, has it gotten better in, you know, L.A.? 9 times out of 10, most black people say, no, our life has gotten progressively worse. And it's people like her, you know, I always say all the Congressional Black Caucus need to go. All of them. They're not doing nothing for black people. They need some new blood in there. Who's going to come from the soil? Who's going to come from the grassroots? You mean to tell me they don't have no grassroots people in L.A. that can take that position? Now, I know it's not as easy because people like her are so connected. If you go to places like FEC.gov and you get to see how much money that they have in their war chest, it's kind of hard to appoint for the grassroots to go against them unless everybody really get behind a grassroots person and do some major crowdfunding for them to compete, which it can happen, right? It can happen. It's not impossible, but people don't have to show up and vote for these people, even if they got money behind them. Now, you saw all that. This woman got so mad that she was cussing. Talking about how she worked hard. Well, your hard work not translating to anything, Maxine Waters. It's not. That's why you got upset. Because if you, what you done for the people was really good, then they would have been saying, oh, yeah, man, I love Maxine Waters. I love her because, man, look what's happening in L.A. for black people. That's why you got mad, because you're not doing anything. You're just there. You're just taking up a seat. That's the issue and problem. And in our system, they need term limits. I've been saying that, and a few others have said that term limits, just like the president has term limits, you need Congress to have term limits too. In my opinion, it should be just like the president. I think they need to do 2 4-year terms, period. After the 2 4-year terms, like 8 years like the president, you're gone. You can't do that anymore. How is it the president can only have 2 terms, but these Congress people can be there like freaking forever? Come on now. Now, they said on Tuesday, dozens of people showed up at a third event, again, expecting to receive Section 8 housing vouchers. Again, they were told they were misinformed and that fathers and mothers who care were only able to take people's information and enter into an emergency housing database. Now, Joyce Burnett, a 77-year-old disabled woman, says she attended the Friday event and returned at 6:15 a.m. Tuesday in hopes to secure permanent housing. Wow. A 77-year-old woman is on the streets. My Lord. My Lord. She said, I'm homeless. She said, I'm living where I can. And when I heard about this, I came down here on Friday. Now, Maxine Waters was here, and she said to come back Tuesday with our paperwork filled out. She said, I have it, everything they asked for. But every time we get near the front of the line, they shut the door. They opened the door about 20 minutes ago and said they're not servicing anyone else today. Now, when Maxine Waters has said, told everybody to go home like they had a place to go, she was also, they reported, making threats to reporters, saying that you really don't want to post that story. It's going to be bad for you. Like, well, what are you about to do, Maxine? I'm just very interested about that. What are you going to do? I mean, you said that as she said, excuse me, there's nobody in Washington who works hard, who works for their people in any effing harder than I do. I don't want to hear this. No, no, no. I mean, this woman here is repeating what she said. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is horrible. Now, she also declined to address specific questions about the events and her Friday remarks during the phone call from Washington on Tuesday, instead of saying it's a bunch of rumors and requesting that this story not be published. Yeah, because the way you were acting is why you didn't want it published. But we live in the time where you be getting exposed. I told y'all, we live in a beautiful time period, and use those cell phones as agents of justice and exposure for these crooked, and corrupt politicians that we have in this country. Because she didn't want to be exposed like that. Now, she said, and I quote, you'll hurt yourself in the community trying to put this together without background. She said, I don't want you to start trying to write it. You won't understand it. But listen, that's not going to work anymore, Maxine. The days of y'all hiding what you do is over. If you come out in the community, this is why y'all don't like to come out in the community, because you don't want to get pressed. And people are pressing you very, very good about that. Now, I said during the call, well, she cut short by 5 minutes. Waters will only say that people just showed up on Thursday and that they were confused, that she had contacted LAHSA on Thursday and say after the first of 3 events. Now, they said the Blanca Jimenez that everybody was referring to, Waters district director, did not provide answers to a list of detailed questions sent via email, instead providing a link to the TV station's glowing coverage of Waters' appearance on Friday's event, is a with an image of Waters addressing the rush of people in the heart of her congressional district. So she only want to show, you know, basically a lie, a propagandized piece. You know, when they always come around saying, oh, well, you know, this leader is having propaganda. Well, you know, there's plenty of propaganda here, too. Now, say on Tuesday, dozens of homeless people stood in line for hours outside of a painted metal door at the front of a tan stucco building with barbed wire along its roof on the north end of West Athens. The door remained shut most of the day, occasionally opening to allow a small number of people inside. And for Linda Kelly, operations director of Fathers and Mothers Who Care, to address the crowd. Now, they said there were never any vouchers automatically handed out. And so they keep going back and forth to this misinformation. As basically, so you always want to check, you know, the situation. Now, if more people that was out here, a Cree King, 36, said that she had been homeless for 6 months, and she saw the posting on Instagram last week and showed up at 5 a.m. So I had a doctor's appointment I had to cancel because I thought I could be seen here today. I wasted 2 whole days of my life doing this, Friday and today. So we're all here. We're all struggling. Times are hard. Now, more and more people, you know, are just struggling in L.A., struggling very, very bad. This is why reparations is very, very important. But to have Maxine Waters acting that way, she acted very entitled, even though it was some misinformation. She acted very entitled. She acted pompous, and she acted very arrogant with homeless people. I mean, that was the wrong crowd to have that attitude with, because even the little people that was around you, they couldn't protect you from everybody. And you was kind of, she was kind of in the middle of everybody. But you see, the failure, you know, of the Democrat Party in California is the reason why you have this homelessness, because they can come in and do something about those housing prices. They can do something about that. They can also do something about, you know, the homeless population. They can build something. How is it that Airbnb had put up all these Afghan people? You remember that? They put up all these Afghan people coming over here for free in Airbnb homes. You mean to tell me that the state of California can't pay Airbnb to put these people in some homes and pay the owners? They can do that to get people off those streets. So if they can do it for Afghans who are not even citizens, you mean to tell me you can't get American citizens off the streets? Really? And the situation with the pandemic just made things a whole lot worse with people. And now you're having more and more people being put homeless because of now when they got rid of the eviction moratorium. And now more and more people are getting evicted and they have nowhere to go. This is why also we're having this rise in crime in America. Like every freaking day, every hour on my phone, something is happening in Houston. I mean, you know, I remember I talked to Brother Derek Muhammad about that, and he said, bruh, it is bad right now. It is horrible because all these people are getting evicted. You know, people don't have jobs. People don't have the things that they need. You know, you lock down everything like you've done, and you ruin people's businesses. You ruined a whole lot of things, you know, with this pandemic situation, and this is the backlash of it right here. All this freaking crime and homelessness. When people are struggling, when people are suffering, that they turn to that crime. Sometimes people commit crimes to eat. Now, I know you got your career criminals that just what they do, but some people need to eat out here. Some people never been homeless in their life, and now they're sleeping underneath a bridge. And then you got $1 million Maxine Waters show up telling people to go home. Really? She lucky they didn't jump her out there. I mean, for making that comment, like, you really need to be sensitive for what you say to people in their situations, because they have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. Put them in jail. Shoot, man, at least in jail, they get some meals and off the street. Some people don't care about going to jail when in a situation like that. I mean, that woman lucky to even get away from that unscathed. Seriously. But this is how out of touch your Congressional Black Caucus is with black people. That's all it is. They are so out of touch. They've been underneath Massa all this time. All of them are bootlicking shines. All of them. Okay. They don't care about black people. They don't. There's a Clyburn. All he'll do is give you some old nasty fish frying. You know, that's not good for nobody's health. but he's not doing nothing for nobody. Sheila Jackson Lee and Al Green down here in Houston, they're not doing nothing. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee is just like Maxine Waters. She wants to be on the camera all the time, but what is she actually doing here in Houston? What is she doing to address the crime? She's not doing anything. Al Green is not doing anything either, but he had all that energy trying to get Trump out of office, but you ain't got that energy for what's going on down here in Houston with the crime right now. Then they talk, I just had something that came across my feed while I was on the treadmill today, that one Houstonian is dying a day with fentanyl-laced pills. So all kind of craziness is just going on right now. And these black politicians, every last one of them, look like $1 million. All of them, a hair not out of place. They wear the best dresses, the best suits. They nails done. They everything done, boy. I mean, you jewelry on. I mean, boy, they are so straight. This is why the people need to get sick and tired. This is why a lot of us are checking out of the process right now, because that group they got right now they cannot go forward. Unfortunately, we still have too many off-code people that will put those people right back in office. Now, in California, Maxine Waters, as time goes along, she's getting in more and more trouble because she really don't have a lot of people that's going to be on her side like that, like she used to. And can't she retire by now? Like, why is it that they want to die in these positions? Have y'all thought about that? You remember old Elijah Cummings? He died in that position. John Lewis, he died in that position. Why you got to die in that position? You can't move along and say, hey, you know what? Let me let those younger brothers and sisters come in with new ideas and everything. No, they don't want to do that. They're so out of touch. They don't care about black people. Every time something happened with black people, notice the Congressional Black Caucus don't say a word. They like, we could be out there talking. They wait to, you know, like they Democrat masters say, okay, you could talk about it now. They never take a stand for us. I still will never forgive that CBC for not standing up for black people when they was doing the Asian hate crime bill. They had, at that time period, they could have said, okay, black people, according to FBI statistics, suffer more hate crimes than any other group. So it needs to be the black and Asian COVID-19 bill, not just Asian. No. And they didn't do that. I don't see how anybody can just go re-vote for those same people. Because I told y'all before, we could talk about the Democrat Party all we want, but our biggest issue is those black politicians that are selling us out every freaking day. And you have a black politician going before homeless people and telling them to go home. My Lord. God, that's horrible. That is so horrible. Man. I could never in my life talk to people like that. I just couldn't do it. But I got common sense. People like Maxine Waters, she don't know no better. Well, she used to know better, but now, you know, she's been so far up them people's behind up there in Washington, D.C., that she's not used to dealing with the common folk. Now, they may have some people may say, oh, Maxine, she helped out this individual and that individual. We talk, man, look, it's not about helping out individuals. When you go to Washington, it's about helping out the collective, not individuals, the collective. And the collective is suffering a lot right now in L.A. The people that got the means have been leaving L.A. Some, you know, like I say, they leave the state. You know, some may leave, you know, I've been hearing people that can afford to go to Orange County. They get out of L.A. County for sure. You know, I know some go to Las Vegas so they can still kind of have access to L.A. But, you know, you have a lot of Californians that have definitely been moving to Texas, moving to Florida, moving to Georgia for sure. They're liking the definitely in Texas, the no state tax. They're liking the cheaper property. And, you know, hey, that they enjoying that. All thing I say is keep your politics in California. Don't bring that politics here, because the reason you left California is because the politics wasn't good. So let Texas stay the way it is and it'll be all right. But, you know, this is what happens with your black politicians when they just so out of touch. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the podcast this morning. We greatly appreciate you joining us here. Make sure you click the subscribe button so you know exactly when we are posting a podcast. Make sure you click that like button. Everybody here right now that's watching, all of you, make sure you click the like button. That's how the video is spread in the algorithm. If you're here, make a comment. Let us know, what do you think? It also helps, you know, spread in the algorithm. Engagement helps with the algorithm. Now, y'all pretty good on this channel about that. So, you know, I just appreciate that. Maxine Waters, like I said, she needs to go. But once again, we appreciate you, you know, listening, and see you next time.